Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we will discuss Elaine Shalter. Now, Elaine Shalter is famous for gynocriticism, but before that, little bit about the life of Elaine Shalter. The dates of Elaine Shalter are 1941, and till now she is alive, and she is an American literary critic as well as a teacher, and as I said that she is the one who founded the famous school of feminist criticism called gynocriticism. And gynocriticism is concerned with, quote, women as writer with the history, themes, genres, structures of literature by women, unquote. Now, after completing her bachelor's, she went on to do PhD, and thereafter she joined as faculty. She has taught at various universities in the United States, and in 2003 she retired from Princeton University as Professor Emeritus. And for some time, she has also been a freelance journalist as well as a media commentator. But coming back to her most important contribution to the field of literary criticism is gynocriticism. And Shalter's PhD thesis was titled The Double Critical Standard, Criticism of Women Writers in England between 1845 to 1880. Okay, the Double Critical Standard, Criticism of Women Writers in England from 1845 to 1880. And Shalter developed her doctoral thesis into her first book, which is called A Literature of Their Own, British Women Novelists from Bronte to Lessing. Okay, A Literature of Their Own, British Women Novelists from Bronte to Lessing. And this work came out in 1977. And this is the work for which she is very famous. After this, some of the important works, other works of Elaine Shalter are The Female Melody, Women, Madness and English Culture from 1830 to 1980. Okay, The Female Melody, Women, Madness and English Culture from 1830 to 1980. And this work came out in 1985. And this is basically a historical examination of women and the practice of psychiatry. Then some other works written by Elaine Shalter are Histories, Historical Epidemics and Modern Culture. Okay, Histories, Historical Epidemics and Modern Culture. This came out in 1997. And this is a controversial exploration of the history of mass hysteria. Then another work by Elaine Shalter is Faculty Towers, The Academic Novel and Its Discontents. Okay, Faculty Towers, The Academic Novel and Its Discontents, which came out in 2005. And this is basically an analysis of the academic novel and its relation to the real world institutes of higher education. And if you recall, the academic novel is also a subgenre of the novel form. And this is something which became popular in the post-World War II era. Then along with this, Shalter also edited several volumes of essays. One such important volume of essay is called The New Feminist Criticism. Okay, The New Feminist Criticism, which came out in 1985. Then another such volume is Daughters of Decadence. Okay, Daughters of Decadence, Women Writers of the Findi Cycle. Okay, Daughters of Decadence, Women Writers of the Findi Cycle, which came out in 1993. So, from an exam point of view, there are some important works of Elaine Shalter. One, I've already mentioned, A Literature of Their Own, British Women Novelists from Bronte to Lessing, which came out in 1978. After that, another one which is important is called Inventing Herself, Claiming a Feminist Intellectual Heritage. Okay, Inventing Herself, Claiming a Feminist Intellectual Heritage. Now, this work came out in 2001. And it offers a critical inquiry into the contributions made by women intellectuals. It talks about activists and writers as varied as Mary Wollstonecraft and even Oprah Winfrey and Princess Diana. After this, another important work by Elaine Shalter is called Towards a Feminist Poetics. Okay, Towards a Feminist Poetics, which came out in 1979. Now, this work makes the famous distinction between the feminine phase, feminist phase and female phases of feminist writing. It also introduces the concept of gynocriticism. After this, one more important work of Elaine Shalter is The Female Criticism in Wilderness. This is basically a critical study about the state of feminist literary criticism.